KGMI Morning News Extra.
Like in politics and government, we do a legislative update for the Republican side each Tuesday at 8:20. And Senator Doug Erickson from Ferndale joins us now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
So where are we at in the session right now?
Well, we are getting into what I call the danger zone, particularly when Democrats control everything. The legislative session ends on Sunday, in theory. A lot of pieces of legislation have been referred to conference committees where anything can come out of those, and we have to get the budgets finalized by this Sunday evening.
All right, so what's going to make it to Governor Inslee's desk, does it look like?
A lot of bad things. We're going through what's called the concurrence calendar right now. Last week, we talked a little bit about this critical race theory mandate that the Democrats are pushing, and we passed three of those out yesterday, sent them to the governor's desk. But after our conversation, I got this in the mail. There's a new group of people organizing against mandating our kids go through this, what I consider to be anti-American racial training. And it's the Center for Latino Leadership, the Ethnic Chambers of Commerce Coalition, and the Washington Asians for Equality are all speaking out loudly against this plan to force our kids into these education, re-education camps.
So it sounds like they're just in favor of free speech and people having their own opinion.
They're in favor of America, in my humble opinion, and bringing people together and not separating them.
Okay. You had a post talking about how FedEx is going to be possibly closing a deal to operate out of Payne Field in Everett now that Boeing is abandoning its 787 Dreamlifter production there. How many more people are we going to chase away out of the state?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I love the Boeing company. They've been a great job creator here. And whenever I talk to the Boeing people, I'm always like, it shouldn't be so hard to create a job in Washington State. But obviously, they are moving a lot of their production facilities out of Washington, South Carolina. And this story is just another indicator that FedEx is working on a deal to take over the hangar space formerly used by Boeing for them to ship packages out of. So we're losing jobs, we're losing manufacturing jobs, and it's harmful, and we should really be working to change course on that.
I know it's old news, but in your view, what was the root cause reason that Boeing moved their headquarters to Chicago?
Indifference from the legislature, tax policy, land use regulations, and a government that basically said they didn't care about their jobs. That's in a nutshell.
All right. Well, it's tough times for Boeing families and all the supply chain inputs into Boeing for sure right now as a lot of these jobs keep leaving the state. You have a post about the CEO of MyPillow who is suing Dominion Voting Systems for $1.6 billion. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, this is an interesting one. Of course, Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a conservative leader in America. Dominion Software, the company that created a bunch of the software for the last election cycle, sued Mr. Lindell for a couple billion dollars. So he's not backing down. He's there for the fight and for the cause. And so he's suing them for $1.6 billion for defamation and blocking his ability for free speech. So I appreciate a person who's not simply going to cower when the full force of these international corporations and their backers in Congress come after him. He's fighting back.
All right. Anything else on your hopeful agenda for what might make it out of the session here in the last few days remaining?
You know, just the last vote, which is the vote to adjourn, is going to be the best thing that could happen. And, you know, here we are, cloak of COVID darkness, still that 8-foot fence keeping the public out of the Capitol building. Oh, by the way, you actually have to show photo ID if you want to get onto the Capitol campus. You can see a picture of that on my Facebook page also. But it's absolutely amazing what's going on down there. So lots of challenges. We can't get out of town soon enough. Just one last one I'm going to share with you really quickly because it didn't get coverage. Yesterday, the Senate voted to add a new tax on your cell phone bill. Washington State will have the highest cell phone tax in the country after this. Currently, we're at 20%. We're going to go up even more on your cell phone taxes. And to put that in perspective, Idaho has a 2.7% tax on your cell phone. Washington State, over 20% after this bill passes.
What is this new tax purported to pay for?
Well, it goes to a good cause. They're going to try to put together an anti-suicide prevention line, which we already have in Washington State and which we could already pay for out of our general fund revenue. But they refused to do that. They had to go to a new tax, even though we have the third highest tax in the country currently, soon to have the highest cell phone tax in the country, too. So if you have a $100 family line, you're paying over $20 a month to the government for that cell phone line.
All right. We're running a story today about how the SB 5126 cap and trade was heard publicly yesterday, and it's being looked at an executive session in the House Appropriations Committee today.
New numbers are coming out on that also, new studies that I can share with you if we get together again next week. That's looking like over $1.50 in new tax impacts on the people of Washington State per gallon of gas. $1.50 is what that thing is now looking at, based upon some recent studies that are just coming out that I'd be happy to share with you next week.
The thing that caught my eye on that one is that it says the money collected would go into the state's general fund.
Well, a portion goes to the general fund, a portion goes to transportation, and what's scary about this also is the legislature creates a new environmental justice committee appointed by the governor who would actually have significant control over how those dollars are spent. So that's the other great concern about this whole cap and tax and low carbon, high cost fuel standards that they're pushing through right now. No concern for working people who have to actually drive their vehicles to work, to school, to baseball practice, all those different things. The other thing that kills me, Democrats keep talking about regressive taxes, but we are setting a record this year for regressive taxes that hit the middle class the hardest here in Washington State.
All right, Senator Erickson, we've appreciated you joining us each Tuesday during this session. We hope to catch up with you again next Tuesday, regular time for a recap as the session adjourns. Senator Doug Erickson from Ferndale, thanks for joining us today on KGMI.